They're on a vibe, aren't they?
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Foley.
Just want to give a round of applause to Gwilym and Hancock's.
Just clap, bro. Just clap.
We're this is Hancock's last Cocktail Corner.
Shit. Sorry.
For a little bit. We'll probably be back. It just happens.
You guys have been amazing supporters of BFM. We appreciate you guys and the hard work you do. The great drinks you've been making us here in the BFM studio. It's been such a pleasure.
We do what we can. We do what we can. You know, it's we may even get prof on this and rail some nutmeg later once the audio stops rolling. We never know.
You said that real fast, but the last time nutmeg was in the studio, the professor did a foot long
ingested
the nutmeg in his face, and it was pretty gnarly. That was quite a powerful.
It's the biggest line I've ever seen anyone do in my life. Not that I've seen anyone do it.
You're talking about TV as well, eh, John?
Yes. It's crazy. Yeah, this on TV, the cinema.
It made Scarface look like child's play. Exactly. Is what he's trying to say.
I think we've given that moment its due. Let's move on.
All right,
Gwilym.
So today we're going to make something called a coffee cocktail.
What?
Exactly. And you'll note that there is no coffee anywhere to be seen.
Is it because you don't want to call it like something teeny? Because isn't that like a...
No, man, we're taking this way back. We're going back to something which was like... It's over a century old. So this drink has been around since like the 1890s. Yeah, it's
a pretty long time.
So main ingredient today... Bit of Taylor's port.
John and I were just arms crossed, like, okay.
Let's see where he's going. He's got a weird assortment of shit on the table today. So Taylor's port, 1692. These guys have been around longer than New Zealand was a country.
Ooh, it's like piratey times.
Is it open yet? Is it open?
Port is so piratey, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's a good pop.
May I have a little sniff of that, Gwilym?
Yeah, you get your snozz in there. Get your snozz in
there.
It's
one thing I like to do. And
skadoosh.
Let's just get the.
Explain your brain.
Tawny.
What are you getting?
Blackberries, cassis, maybe.
It's got a deep.
Prep the witness.
Pandering.
Smells great. I don't know what I'm getting.
He's lost. He's lost. There's some leather in there. Maybe some old books. Granddad. Pipe tobacco.
Some repressed memories and sitting by the fireplace.
Actually, there's a thesaurus in the newsroom. I might go fetch it real quick.
Wow. You have a whiff of that. See what you got. There's a lot going on. It's fucking nice.
Robin Hood post doing some good and, stealing
Hood.
From the bad.
Wait,
and giving
give
to the
it back
good.
To me.
Yeah, have a go. It's
nodding
in the
truck.
They're all the good berries. You're not going to die of it. It's like Into the Wild, but before he turns the page kind of thing. And
was it the gummy beers
that
ate the berries? Or
it's really
around?
Berry. It's really like a rich berry drink you've got there.
Get a sniff. Well, Will from the news.
He's more articulate than both of us.
So you always ask what my opinion is just after you've given it to me, and the microphone swings right in front of my face. Wow. And here I am on the hot seat.
Instant feedback. Instant feedback is what is required.
Oh, giving a good sniff. I'm going to say it smells like porn.
That's what it is. So I'm glad it smells like port.
It smells good. Let's say that much. It's a cute little bottle as well. It's like, what is that, 750 mil?
No, this is a little half bottle, a little 375 number.
Oh shit, I'm bad at that, aren't I?
So we're gonna do 60 mils per drink. Oh yeah.
Look at it. Oh, it's a great red.
It's tawny as. It looks like blood.
So it's called a Taylor's 10.
So this is the 10 year. So this has been aged for 10 years.
Oh my god, this must be. Is this a pretty penny?
It's actually not that bad. Port's pretty okay on the old price point.
Do they know what kind of barrel it was rolling around in? It's important.
Yes, so the barrel this has been rolling around in, I spent a lot of time the last 2 weeks talking about barrels.
Yeah. No, so again, but it's like, barrels is where it's at. Like, that's what I've come to learn about this whole range of situations.
So this is again in large French oak barrels. So this is something like 1,200 litre sort of situation than the 800 sort of litre situation that you get for a normal wine barrel.
So a bit more consistent across the range. No doubt.
Yeah, so now we're going to up the ante with some Saint Remy XO.
What the heck is Saint Remy?
XO. So
this is actually,
John, don't
this
cut
is,
them short.
This is some pretty tasty French brandy, if I do say so myself.
Can you confirm, John, I can't see it because I'm talking to the microphone and my peripheral isn't that good, but is there a little medal on it saying that it's like won an award at some kind of festival?
IWSC gold medal, I believe. just sitting on that collar like it ain't no ting.
Everybody has definitely engaged in the, oh, that wine bottle's got a couple of medals on it, I'll buy it kind of thing.
I do that constantly.
It's a powerful
beast.
It's so influential, eh? Like a good medal on a bottle of spirits or whatever.
If you have never done it before, if you make a
Kiss
cocktail
Cuddle? Is that
Kiss Cuddle? Or extra old.
I would strongly recommend sniffing all the bottles of liquor.
There's not a lot going on here for me. I've got to dig
more
deep.
It's more of a taste thing
this
than
might
a
be
sniffy
an
thing.
Eye closed kind of.
Oh, he's
no,
going
that
deep.
Didn't help. Sorry.
So we're going to whack this in the drink and you'll taste it rather than smell it. So we're going to go with 30 mils per drink. So in this case, we're doing a cheeky little.
What percentage is that stuff?
The port or the cognac?
What you're doing right? Oh, is it cognac?
Well, no, I didn't bring the cognac. I was being a little.
The XO.
The XO. So the XO is 40%.
Oh, yeah, it's a drink.
The port is 20%. So now just to finish this whole bad boy off, we've got
sugar
a couple
syrup.
Of little ingredients. I'm just gonna crack these incredibly cute little bottles, which are very annoying to open.
But you can kind of put a little tiny ship in there after that.
We're giving it to Will from the news.
He's got a grip on him.
He's got a mad grip.
He's a strong young
man. Give it
out,
my turn.
It's
an Excalibur moment. Damn it.
Oh, great facials. Great facials.
No, I can't open it.
That's why I brought two of them.
Okay, so, how did you get that open? Wait, I loosened that one up also.
So, oh my god, it's tight.
John's using his jumper.
He's using his jumper.
Totally
wow.
Cheating.
So we're going to put 15 mils of sugar syrup per drink.
Oh,
so I'm
it's
putting in,
thick. That this is a thick broth of sugar syrup.
This is a viscous sugar.
Will's feeling his whole chest and body.
No one.
I was going to say nipples.
I can't. I couldn't open it. Too tight.
He's getting
escalated
ready.
Escalated real quick. So, a little bit of sugar syrup, but it's like, ooh.
So while they're mucking around with that, we're getting a bit crazy. So the drink today is a variation on a thing called a flip. So you've heard of egg white in a cocktail.
Yes.
Today we are going with a whole egg per drink.
Oh, damn.
Like
this
we
is
are
actually what I've always wanted. Because it kind of always breaks my heart when I see someone making like a whiskey sour or whatever and just chucking away the yolk. I'm like, are you doing baking later with that? What's the vibe?
Wait, are you getting yolky or nah? So we're actually going to give it a dry shake. A little dry shake. You won't hear
I'm
anything with a dry shake.
Great action.
Right.
Look me in the eye when you shake that.
Dry shaking. So, guys, we're going to have a little sniff. Have a little sniff of this before we add the ice and before we get it agitated.
It smells quite violent.
Quite violent.
Yeah, like quite like yeehaw.
Oh,
like,
it smells strong as anything.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say in like a strange.
We're not here to fornicate with arachnids, lads. We're not here to fornicate with arachnids.
Well, it's Thursday night. You know, like soon enough it'll be Friday.
Will just about passed out. He just said it was from the.
It smells like ethanol.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks, bro.
Okay. Cocktail corner. How to make ethanol.
First, take whatever cheap beer you can find and buy a still. All right, we've iced this sucker up.
All right, yeah, we shake it. At what point are you in the danger zone of, like, turning the egg into some kind of cooking thing?
Never, because we're not heating it up.
Okay, great. Good to know.
And we also haven't added any acid to sort of cook the egg either.
Sweet. Not sweet, sadly.
Oh, it's looking very chocolate milkshake-y. So looks like a complicated. This
so
is serious bizarre.
We're double straining this just to take out the risk factor of any egg shell that might be left
nice.
In the drink.
Because I guess in the dark of night, if you're making this at a bar, you really want to make sure of it, wouldn't you? Customer
it's,
would just be
it's,
like,
it's really not tennis when you give someone a mouthful of egg.
Imagine that skits out as well. Like, oh, I've got egg in my thing. Oh, the color is fantastic.
Chocolate
it's a
milk.
Caramel zone. Oh. Oh, that's velvet. Shit, yeah, keep the yolk in there, bud.
There's a lot of texture going on here.
This is a breakfast situation. Let's see what's going on now.
Or it's an after-dinner situation. So now we're going to take a little bit of this old nutmeg.
I guess, you know, it's kind of like real late after dinner, my thing. Sprinkling
a sprinkle nutmeg on the top there.
Not sure your sprinkling technique is that tight. Oh, you need to, there you go. Yeah.
There we go. All right. So we're gonna give Jono and Cam the ultimate and challenge glassware while I make another couple of these.
I'm starting to see the froth. The head is coming through on here. It's very nice.
Exactly.
Well, how do I order this if I don't want it?
Is anyone gonna...
Most bartenders would be very, very weirded out if you ordered this because they would not know what the fuck you were trying to
yeah,
make.
Yeah, but that's my right. It's going out as like a little cocktail
treat. It's a little treat.
Consumer.
It's a little treat.
That's for the whole point, right?
Oh, just before you sipped there. Just before you... Oh, okay. Both of you sipped,
I'm sorry, man.
I'm
sorry. I pulled out. I'm sorry. I'm getting raisin.
Oh, Gwilym, this is so good.
Just before you sip, you should probably give it a good sniff. There's a lot of powder on the top of there that you don't want to wax.
Well...
You've got to ingest that nutmeg. Prof will be unimpressed with your consumption effort at this stage. What do we think so far while I knock out this other two?
Well, now Will's got me thinking about nutmeg tea.
I love this.
I've never done it. It's almost like a...
What's it based on?
It's a big old liquid raisin. Like a so big old
this is,
juicy...
This is, like, this is where the flip comes from, which is like one of those weird cocktails that sort of uses whole eggs and everyone sort of goes, oh, I don't understand. Don't understand, and you're kind of like, well, just fucking, you know, just get down with your bad self.
I don't even really like raisins, but this is quite mint.
This has got Taylor's port. I think it's the port in this, which is giving it like it's got the wonderful, it's got wonderful body from the whole egg, but I think the this is you've balanced the shit out of this, Gwilym.
I've spent a lot of time finessing this beast.
The eggs are free range, by the way, if anyone's taking notes out there.
It's free range organic, actually.
Gwilym made a point of showing me that. I was like, okay, man.
You can't bring non free range eggs to BFM. You basically are guaranteed to burn up on the stairs.
You just kind of, it's hard, but you do feel like a jerk if you don't buy them, you know? We know too much now.
You're going out on a 10 out of 10, mate.
I just
holy
think
shit,
who's got an empty vessel?
So good.
Who's got an empty vessel? Johnny, smash that water.
Mate, there's no water in here.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Oh, lovely jubbly. Oh, yeah. So again, this is 60 mils of tawny port, 30 mils of brandy or cognac, 15 mils of sugar syrup, one whole egg per drink. So this is also good for you getting
dry
your protein.
Shake. Dry shake.
I love how it's got cognac in it. I don't really cognac very often, so this is mint.
Cognac.
Agreed.
So there's a lot going on flavor-wise. Like I'm definitely getting the port as the backbone of this,
key.
But there's
do you
like something
the
else.
The egg's got like an umami kind of zone. It's like what is
you can take some it, base like, notes.
You can almost kind of think about it and take it in different directions. In your own palate
the thing
and
is,
mind?
All of us,
does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I guess
totally feel
Will pointed out that it smelled like ethanol. I said it was strong.
In the beginning, you said but once the ice gave it a little hammering, it all kind of came together and went, fuck yeah, we like you, I like you too. And now I'm drinking it, it's good.
It's kind of like Bailey's if you don't want to feel basic.
Yeah. It's yum.
It's really rad. I can honestly say I've never tasted a drink like this before. So, hats off to you, Gwilym.
Someone said, ask about Flip Irons. What does that mean?
As Flip Irons a person, I'm really confused. Like,
well, we asked, so...
The only Flip Irons I've ever seen, when you actually take a hot flip and you basically heat a poker up in the fire and you dip that poker in your cocktail to heat it up rather than having it as a cold beverage, which is pretty wild.
I relate that to kind of getting a haircut with like a hot stick on fire. You know, that kind of haircut.
There's this tradition in Germany where they to remove one's body hair, they actually put meths or schnapps on themselves and they light themselves on fire. Then, so it's kind of like that.
Got to do what you got to do, son.
Takes all sorts.
What a drink, by the way. What was it called again?
It's called a coffee cocktail.
Really?
No coffee in it.
Is that what it's called?
Look,
a coffee
Will
cocktail?
Is just like it's look crazy, like he's been right? struck by lightning.
Will's just got the second back.
Well,
it's just a yes. It's just a big old yes.
Yeah.
So like, it's so surprisingly good.
It's you kind of look at the sum of its parts and you go, fuck off.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
going on,
yeah.
Like, straight up, you're like, I don't want to have a whole egg. I don't want to have some wine and some brandy. And
I think John's right. The port is
holding
hitting
it down.
Hitting it home big time.
Yeah.
Nice one. Well, cheers up.
All right, I think we should. Cheers to everyone.
Cheers up that one. Let's get a clink going.
Yep. So Taylor's Port, that way we can get from Glengarry.
Everybody clink now.
Well, actually, you can probably get most of the stuff from any liquor store. St. Remy is the number one selling brandy in New Zealand. Taylor's Port is the number one selling port.
Thank you, BFM. Thank you, Hancock's.
Thank you, Nutmeg.
Shall we have another go at this? It's been a great round, Gwilym.
Miss you guys already.
How polite. I'm changing mine to a two-finger. That Cheers, was actually mate. Two finger palm. Sorry.
Ooh, hang on, I'll give you a little bit more.
Skadoosh.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.